Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is author and speaker Tori Lynn. I am now the host, and I am a best-selling author of A Divorce and Taboo. And today we're just going to talk about relationship talks. We're going to talk about the divorce, and we're going to talk about taboo issues. My book, The Divorce, is an autobiography about what I've gone through in my experience. And really, just really about not being alone. A lot of things that I've went through, a lot of people have gone through them. And I really wrote it because I know that some people feel alone on this journey. And that was the point of this, because I know suicide is real. Feeling lonely is real. Postpartum depression is real. You know, we're not alone in this thing. So that was the reason I decided to write the book and become an author, because other people were going through this too. Also, the taboo, that's really kind of bridging the gap between mother and daughter and the church and the world. Some people think that, what do I do now that I'm married? You know, I don't feel sexy anymore. Is having sex with my mate wrong? You know, and that's just really some of the things that the church is really not talking about. Not bashing the church at all, because I'm a church member, but it's just more about talking about things that the church is just really not talking about. And I understand it. I understand, because some things are just really taboo issues. Talk about that right now. If you have any questions, definitely feel free to call in at 914-205-5392 and, ask your questions. And give me your response. Just tune in and tell me what you're thinking. What are your questions? What is your concern? And let me know if you are dealing with some things that you may not want to ask your pastor, or may not want to ask your first lady. Some things are very embarrassing. So you definitely want to feel comfortable in, feeling comfortable in what you want to talk about. You want to make sure that you're, because everything is not wrong. Everything is not wrong. And you definitely want to feel comfortable in your marriage. You definitely want to feel comfortable in being married. Yes, I'm married now. What do I do? There is a how-to section. So taboo is not for children. It's not for, it's definitely an over 18 conversation. So if you are married, or you get ready to be married, or you don't know, what to do in a situation, then taboo is for you. Because like I said, just because we're Christians don't mean that we can't have fun in our marriages. Does that mean that we can't explore ourselves or explore each other? It doesn't mean that we can't have fun in marriage. You just want to make sure that you don't get married and then now what do I do? Because that's what one of my friends told me. He's like, well, I was like, I think I just wanted me to write a book on marriage. He's like, well, yeah, I see that, because we're taking half y'all's men. Well, the reason being is because you get married and then, like, what do I do now? Well, the freak you was before you got married be the freak you be after. They say that. Men say that they still want their wives to be a freak. And so freak you be before, freak you be after. Freak you be, because that's not that you want to be, I'm not saying have threesomes. I mean, I'm not saying have threesomes. Let's get a little more lighting on you, queen. Okay. I'm sorry. Let me see here. I'm on live with Facebook, so let's see if I can get some more light. Men say all the time that, they want a freak in a sheet. So if that's what they want, if that's what they're wanting, then that's what we need to give them. So anybody have any questions, feel free to call. Feel free to comment. Is that better? Okay, better. Feel free to call or feel free to comment, because this is adult radio. This is adult talk. So we're going to talk real adult issues, real adult stuff. If you're not ready, you might want to log off. You definitely don't want to have children in the presence, because whatever you ask me, I'm going to answer. Well, if you know me, I'm going to do that. So you can, is that better, Kendrick? You can ask me on here, or you can call in and ask, but be prepared, because if you ask me a question, or you can ask me about divorce. Now, we have some people that are not married. So if you're not married and you don't want to talk about sex, put a little towards the window. All right, Kendrick is helping me get my lighting right. Is that better? I do have the overhead light on. Is that better? Is that better? About this. Is this better now? Is that better? Can you see me now? No, I did not engage in a threesome with my boyfriend or husband, Dwayne. Actually, let me take that back. Now, I said, if you ask me a question, I'm going to answer it truthfully. But I think when I was like college, right before college or right between college, I wasn't engaged in a threesome. But I would say don't knock it until you try it. And I allowed it to be tried, and I didn't like it. I didn't too much care for, I'm just a girly girl that likes men. I like man hands. I like man mustache. I like the Adam's apple. I'm really into like men chest. I love like the feel of a man. And so at 19, if you want to experiment, that thing, you just kind of like, and it just wasn't my thing. That was it. Anybody else have any questions? Or feel free to call in on that number above. You could call in on 914-205-5392. And just ask it what part of your face is in the shadow. Okay. I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't know. Is that better? Kendrick Lay, she said if you ask, she's going to tell the truth, so ask wisely. If you ask the question, I'm going to answer it. Thank you, Dwayne. That's just how it is. If I can say I tried it and I can knock it. It just wasn't my thing. It just wasn't my thing. It's fun. So that was the thing. But I do remember, I think I did talk about it in Taboo. I think, ooh. Okay, my candle's up there, so I'm going to knock the thing down. I better not try that. I did the lights are on. Is that better? So in that case, I can't knock it now because I did try it, and I did not. It wasn't that I didn't like it, but it wasn't that I liked it. It was just another female, and so it just wasn't my thing. I love men. I love legs. I love the Adam's apple. That's just my thing. I love men, but that was a thing. Is it still good to know in case you do become married? Thank you. But if you want to call in, call that number above. That way you can go, but you're going to go live as well. Who else have a question about? Anybody else have a question about something that I probably wrote? Because I did write about it in here. I did talk about it in here in the book about some people. I talked about cheating. I was 21. When I was, there was a guy in Hollywood and I knew he was married, but I didn't know he was still actually living with his wife. I didn't know that. That I did not know. So when he's with his wife, he was with his wife, but he was in Hollywood on business, and he flew me out there. So we're kicking it and hanging out and stuff like that. How I found out the dude was married. I mean, it was enough that he was married. But then to still be at home with his wife, how I found out about that is the fact that his the guy who was there, his daughter was like, my mom said that you were a married man. So I was like, oh my God, you're married and with your wife. Oh, no. So I talked about that, and I actually talked about how emotional that was for me. Because in the back of your mind, you kind of think, man, I might reach this. And you know, I don't know. Something in you should be bothered if you are messing with a married person. Something in you should be bothered. Do you see yourself being married again? Kendrick was crazy. It's April the 1st of 2001. God told me I was going to be married. But he didn't show me the ending, which I've been married and divorced 3 times. So I got the beginning, but I didn't get the ending. I need some lipstick. I had no idea I was going to be married and divorced 3 times. I mean, I wouldn't have signed up for that, but nor would Joseph have signed up for it either. Because who would want to be married and divorced 3 times? So, yes, it's still, would you ever remarry your ex-husband? I've been married and divorced 3 times. I wouldn't marry none of them. I'm on live. Yes, sir. So, would I remarry my ex-husband? And ex-husband, would I marry any of them? No. I think where I was in my life, I don't want to raise any more men. Like, I lost a lot. I lost behind being married to men that didn't have anything. At that point in my life, I was a person that was like, okay, you know what? What do you want to do? What do you want to be? Let's get there. I'll help you. And I'm no longer there. I can't do that. I'm a mother and I have 2 kids now, so I wouldn't do that again. It was too painful and it was financially draining. I lost everything. I lost everything. I lost my Land Rover. I lost my first and second house. I lost my credit. And I don't ever want to. And now I'm a mother and we've been homeless. So now a mother with 2 kids. Before, I had 2 houses. I had great credit. I had a great life. And then I married someone who I thought that I could teach him to let's do this and let's build. And I lost everything. So I don't think I would marry any of them. Why were you drawn to those type of men? I talked about that in the book that we're talking about. Today. Why I was drawn to those type of men. I was, it was a season in my, well, you know what, let me take it back. My dad is a drug addict and he was unstable. My mom's dad is an alcoholic, was an alcoholic and he was unstable. So to get with a man that was unstable was really not uncommon. It really wasn't it was really more, okay, well, let me see if I can help you. What do you want to do? What do you want to be? Because I already had the houses, I already had the cars, I already had, you know, my business. I had a great hairstyling business. So to me, it was just like, okay, well, you know what? What do you want to do? What do you want to be? And I grew up in foster care. So not me, but my mom was a foster parent. So I grew up around people that we were always helping. So it was no big deal. So that's how that went. Financial ruin, my greatest fear. That should be a great fear because we're too old for that now. We're too old for that now. So yeah, that should be a great fear, Dwayne. It should be. Yeah, I've never been married, desire to, but don't want to rush it. What are the pros and cons to being married? Is it really necessary? Kendrick, honestly, the companionship. I'm like a really big, I'm big on family. I'm big on holidays. I'm big on sex, you know. So being married brings that. You know, it brings it. So it's you're into that type of thing, and you love being around family. You love being around. Like, right now, this quarantine thing, I have Jenga and Monopoly and stuff with my kids, but, you know, if I was married, I would probably have games with him, too. So, actually, that's how I found out I was pregnant with Aaron, because we were playing a drinking game. We were playing dominoes that you drink shots. And so I got so sick, and that's how I found out I was pregnant. But, yes, I would marry again. And that's the pros of being married. The cons of being married is marrying the wrong person. Some men are okay with having a woman that's not financially stable, because I've run into a couple of those men like that. However, are they okay with not having to control her, you know, and allow her? Because this is one of the things that was actually a celebrity that wanted to marry me, but he was saying, but I don't want you to do your books, and I don't want you to be, I don't want you to do your things anymore, because when I get off the road, I want you to be at home. And what if you have a speaking engagement? And I was like, I can't do my books. That's my passion. That's what I love. So there's no way I could not do something. I mean, I could sit at home and cook and clean for you. Absolutely. I would love to do that. But if I can't passion as well, that would be something that would be hurtful to me. That would probably, we might not even be married, because I'd probably be depressed. I love talking about relationships. I love talking about relationships. It's a high. This is a high for me. Marriage is beautiful, necessary, if done with the right reasons. Yes. With the right reasons. So, again, when I talk about taboo, I remember I told y'all there's a how-to section in here. Sex is one of my favorite subjects. So I would rather be married than to burn with lust. Better than married than to burn with lust. So I hope you guys can hear me. I mean, see me, because I'm like, I see the sunlight. So are you guys okay? But yeah, I would rather be married than to burn with lust. But I enjoy it. I enjoy being married. I enjoy cooking. I enjoy catering, to be honest with you, because really it reciprocates. But if it's not with the person that really appreciates it, I would never marry a mama's boy. And then both people have to come in knowing what they want out of the relationship. If I'm coming in and I'm thinking we're going to do one thing, and then you come in. Now, the thing that I talked about in divorce came in, and after a while, because he was a mama's boy, and I was expecting him to do one thing. So I talked about expectation. And so when I expected him to be one way and talk about one thing and do one thing, and he wasn't doing those things, I lost respect for him after a while. Can you guys see me? Because I feel like I'm blurred out, like I'm whited out. Can you see me okay? What's the next question? Come on with the next question. So yeah, that was one of the things that was being hard about being married. I'm not seeing the comments. I'm sorry. Oh shoot, I didn't know there was comments on here. I'm sorry. I don't know how I wasn't seeing them. Kendra, there's a ton of work, but if you do it, you'll be all good. Other than raising kids, I don't see any reason for marriage. Dwayne, let me ask you this. Are you okay? And there are some people that are okay with being single. If you're okay with being single, then that's a good thing, you know, because everybody's not meant to be married. Why would I talk about that? But if I'm not a person that I'm just, yeah, let's just be single for the rest of my life. That's not me. So I had to learn myself and do it the right way, you know. Again, like I talked about in the book, I really should not have married the people that I had married as quick as I did. But I was like, you know what, at least God won't be mad at me if I marry him, and I won't be burning with lust. Because one thing that I already talked about in taboo, I'm one of those, I was molested when I was 3. So I don't know if that has something to do with my sex drive, or it just runs in a family. According to my grandma, it runs in a family. I could talk to my grandma about anything, and she'll talk about it. You know, she would talk about anything, bless her heart, especially when she became, when she went into dementia. She was really a freak. All right, let's see. I can see you. Good. The older I get, the more I find that sex is overrated. I really miss the companionship. Wesley, I don't know how old you are, but I'm almost 44. And I see a lot of my friends on here that are over 40. And after a while, and it's different because you actually learn your body. You learn your body. You learn what makes you, I don't know how much I can say on this right here, but you have learned your body by now. If you're over 40, you know your body by now. So you have learned some things about yourself, if you're following me. And some of my 40-year-old sisters can attest to that. That urge hits differently after 40. So, however, if I did decide to marry a man that was older than me, that I thought was more stable and financially stable, and, you know, then I would be open if there was any type of kind of erectile dysfunction, or if there was something, because there's ways to be creative. Again, that's my subject. That's just something I love to talk about. And then I'm aware that we're not young anymore. You know, things change. Our bodies change. And I have to be aware of that as well. All right, who has the next question? I told y'all, if y'all ask me questions, I'm going to answer it. I told y'all that. So y'all got to be ready. Don't be all embarrassed, because if y'all ask me the question, I'm going to answer it. I just got to put some lipstick on because I don't feel right. I feel like I'm washed out because I'm right in the sunlight. But if you ask your question, I'm going to answer. So somebody ask the next question. What time is it? 6:28. So I think I on this Blog Talk Radio, I think I have like 10 more minutes. I'm on someone else's show. So 914-205-5392. Or somebody, you know, if you ask the question, I'm going to read it out loud anyway, so you it can pick up. Hey, answer the phone. Is the phone ringing? See, I don't know how to work this thing. Hold on right quick. Let's see here. Here, is the phone ringing? Answer the phone. No problem with my body. But No. I'm sorry, Wesley. I wasn't saying that something was wrong with your body. That's not what I was saying, and I wasn't implying that. I'm sorry. You and I don't even know each other besides church. But no problem with my body, but I want someone that I can vibe with outside of sex. Absolutely. Because that's the intimacy. There's more intimacy when you can vibe outside of sex. Yes. That's more intimacy when you can vibe with somebody outside of sex. That's a turn on by itself. You know, that's beautiful. You know, when you have that type of companionship, when you have that type of as well, because you guys have each other. This quarantine stuff, and one thing that my doctor told me recently, I don't know if you guys saw that I was in hospital like 2 weeks ago. I had a ovarian cyst that had ruptured. And my doctor said, and he was like an old school, I'm going to glue my nails on later on. Don't even pay attention to that. And he said, you're stressed out. And I said, no, I'm not stressed. He said, you're a single mother. And I was like, yeah, but I've been a single mother for 11 years. He was like, yeah, that don't work. And he's old school. He said, it doesn't work. And I was like, I'm good. I've been doing this for 11 years. What do you mean that doesn't work? You're in here with headaches. And you have insomnia. So I was just like, but it's more stressful being married. You said, okay, you need to get the right one. So that made sense. You have to have the right person, because it was stressful to me being married. But he was saying my stress right now was being single. And I had to think about that. By the time I got home, I had to think about that. Man, he was old school. He said, we need each other. That's how God did it. We need each other. and you explained the drawbacks of dating a mama's boy, wouldn't it be ideal for a man to treat his mom like a queen? She did like this. Sierra, the, oh shoot, Kendrick, I missed your thing. Hold on, I'm gonna go back to it. Tiara, the drawbacks of marrying a mama's boy. I have a chapter in here where I talked about my book, so it's all just mine. Dating a mama's boy, you would think, because I had two mama's boys, but you would think that, oh yeah, he's a mama's boy, he not treat his mama's like that, but yet, if he can't, if there's a difference, if he can't be his mama's son and be your husband at the same time, then that's where the problem is. Because not only is she parenting him, but now she's parenting me too. And there's only two, there can only be one queen in this castle. So you wouldn't even want to compete with somebody's mama. You wouldn't even want to. So that's where I'm at with it. I would never, ever date another mama's boy again, ever. Kendrick, I don't care how well we can live. I don't care how well we can live and do things on our own. It's always better to do it together with someone on the same page. The Bible says two is better than one. Yeah, that's what the Bible says. You know what I'm saying? That's what my doctor said when I was just there. He said that doesn't work. He said that's even how God designed it. So two is better than one. I'm gonna go back to that question that you had, Kendrick, earlier. I love to explore a woman's body like Dora the Explorer. I like to find places on her body that are sensitive that she wasn't even aware that they were on her. That's gonna be a problem. Because in the back, it may not be a problem. Because as I've said, there are some women that still have not discovered the time a woman should be able to make herself happy. And if she does it, yes, then that's where you come in. But if she can make herself, and this thing is telling me I'm getting ready to come off. So once I come off of this, I will continue on here. But a woman should be able to please herself. So that's the thing, and that's what I talked about in Taboo, and I also have a how-to section in there so she can learn her own body. And I got scriptures in there, too. You don't know that I just came off some freak stuff. No, I researched this stuff. I researched the Bible about this stuff because I didn't want to mislead anybody nor stumble anybody. All right, so this is author and speaker Tori Lynn. I am logging off now. If you have any questions, you can reach me at authortorilynn.com, AUTHORTORILYNN. I will see you online, and thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.